staff. Next individual, please.
Item 1108, request of John Hollister to address council regarding unreinforced masonry building mandatory seismic upgrade plan.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is John Hollister. And there seems to be a theme in the presentation so far, and I'm going to be right in that same theme. And I kind of changed what I was going to say, because what I'm really feeling right now is just tremendous sadness. And everyone that you've heard, and they've been stoic in their presentations, but underneath every one of them, there's tremendous fear. And this is their livelihood. They don't have 401ks. Their 401ks are their buildings. And what is being presented to them is things that are going to basically wipe them out. It's kind of like the catastrophic illness that comes that changes the whole ballgame on your life. With that, the problem that I believe this committee was started with was that there was a code adopted in 1994, and in 2017, only 15-20% of the buildings had upgraded to the code. That's the problem. The solution that was voted on October 4th was, just to summarize it, it's let's make this more stringent with much higher levels of upgrades and create penalties for noncompliance. And it passed. Then it didn't pass because the committee members admitted they didn't understand what they were even voting for. And so the bigger problem is these people have been meeting on this for 2 years, and if they don't understand it, how will we understand it, and how will we be able to implement it? This is a complex problem, and we need innovative solutions. I didn't make that up, by the way. A successful solution cannot be more complex than the problem. My hypothesis is that maybe the 1994 code is just fine. Maybe the implementation was flawed. I'm in sales, and a lot of people in my office will come in and crack champagne when they sign a partnership agreement. Partnership agreements are not worth the paper that they're signed on, because 95% of partnerships don't work. And they don't work because there's two different bodies that are trying to combine their interests, and they don't trust each other, and it never gets off the ground. So once one is signed, that's when the work begins. So we've got a good code. Let's go with the code. Let's get it implemented. So I had some awareness questions I went out to the public with, and I asked hundreds of people, what is an URM building? Less than 2% knew what it was. Then I asked them just kind of like the control question is, who knows what a brick building is? 100% of people knew what that was. And then I asked them, what was the difference between a brick building and a URM building? Nobody knew. And so the solution can be, I have great hope. And and we kid about this book, Mayor Wheeler, but this book is really, really good. And this can be done. I do have hope with innovative solutions, and it's a combination of awareness, adequate funding sources, carrots versus stick, and implementation. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, and thanks to everybody who came in to testify today. And just a reminder for people who did not hear, this will be brought back in December, so there's still plenty of runway here, and we do appreciate your input today. That was very, very good information that was provided. Carla.